The Morning Mess.
Hey, good morning, you. It is The Morning Mess. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Carol?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you. We hear you're up early. Need our help on getting revenge on your husband for lying to you about getting some time off for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I actually need like some serious revenge on this man.
What happened?
Well, this is our first Thanksgiving that we're not visiting my family because it's too late now, you know, to get tickets that aren't like $1 million.
Right. Yeah. 1.5 million this week. Yeah.
The thing is, we've been going to my mom's house for Thanksgiving for like 3 years. And my mother is quite the character. She's very opinionated, like many mothers, about, you know, how my husband and I live our lives, whatever. She's passive aggressive, but like, she's my mom.
Right.
Yes.
It's family. That's the person who gave birth to you. I don't see a problem so far.
Well, no, the problem isn't my mom. The problem is my husband. This year, he lied to me about not getting time off for Thanksgiving so he wouldn't be able to go.
Sounds like a smart man.
It gets worse.
What?
Because the way I found out was that I overheard him on a Zoom meeting, and everyone was talking about where they're going because the company gave them Thanksgiving and Black Friday off.
Wow.
She said, and.
Okay, so you caught him up in a lie.
Yeah.
Have you told him that you know that he lied?
No, I haven't said a word. The minute it happened, I was, you know, crying, went in the other room. But then I was like, wait a minute. This is perfect because I'm going to call you guys.
We're finally paying off. Okay. So what do we have in mind for the prank call?
Okay. So I was thinking, Nacho, you could call saying like you're from his work, like the new guy in HR or whatever.
Yeah.
And tell my husband that I personally called his work to request his days off. And then you say you actually had to lie for him. So make him feel like super dumb.
Got you.
Okay. You've been thinking about this.
She's been thinking. Okay.
He wronged the wrong person.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
A lot to be thankful for, like this call. Okay, well, we will prank your hubby up next, okay?
Thank you.
Nacho's Revenge. Don't move, y'all. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of your favorite prank calls, it's Nacho's Revenge. The Morning Mess here. We caught up with Carol. You there?
I'm definitely here.
She wants our help to get revenge on her hubby, I guess. He doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with your family. He has issue with your mom, his mother-in-law, so he made up the excuse that his work did not give him time off for the holiday. You overheard him on a phone call that they did get not only Thanksgiving off, but Black Friday off.
Like, it's one thing to lie just about the day of Thanksgiving. Like, I know that it's a Thursday and most people have to work Friday, but when you get Black Friday off too, it's kind of like, you really messed up here. Like, you actually.
Okay.
So you decided to call us. You have a great idea for a prank call. You want me to pretend that I'm from HR and I'm going to give them a hard time.
Yes, please. Say you're from HR and that I called to personally ask for his days off.
You sound a little crazy, but I love it.
Me too. You can tell she's a Gemini. Okay, y'all ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Brian. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Can I ask who's calling, though?
Oh, my apologies, Brian. Listen, my name is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's. I'm the new HR guy here in the office.
Oh, okay. How can I help you out?
This is a little bit awkward for you, but is your wife Carol?
Yeah, my wife's name is Carol. Why, is there something wrong, or?
Well, she called my office, and I had to lie for you.
Wait, Carol, my wife called you?
Well, yes.
Why would she call you?
Well, actually, Brian, she was crying about that we're an evil company who didn't give everyone Thanksgiving Day off. But that's not true. We take holidays very seriously here, and I mean, I hate working, so obviously we got those couple of days off. Yeah.
That could be my mistake, to be honest with you.
Well, listen, you made a liar out of me, Brian, and I had to lie to her.
Wait, so you told her that I have to work then, is what you mean?
Well, I told her that you have the day off now.
Oh, my God, I'm really sorry that you're getting kind of caught in the middle of this thing. It's really embarrassing. It's unprofessional, and I did not know that my wife was going to call you. I'm really sorry.
Now, I know why you lied. It's because you wanted to skip Thanksgiving with your wife so you can go with your mistress. I get it. I've been there between man to man. Yes.
No. That's not it. That's not why I lied.
Ah, come on now. Why should I believe you? You're clearly untrustworthy. You cheat on your wife.
Okay, look, I understand that this whole situation looks really bad, but I'm not cheating on my wife. That's not your business either.
Isn't it? I don't know. Listen, your wife called me crying. Absolutely crying, telling me your lies. I had to console her. You know, I wiped her tears away with my delicate hand to make her feel better about the situation.
Wait, with your hands. I thought you said this was on the phone.
Well, it was, but then we had lunch. Anyways, that's not important. The most important thing is you have the day off.
Wait, what? If you had lunch with my wife.
Cheater, say what?
What?
Caught you. You said what? You are a cheater. I knew it.
What? No.
Nothing.
No.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy your happy turkey day with your wife.
No, guys. Don't hang up the phone, man. We're not done. We're not done with this. No. Who is this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess. We got to legally tell you something. You're actually live on the radio. Your wife put us up to this prank call, and she's on the line with us right now.
What?
That was amazing. That was.
Oh my God.
I knew you were lying about not having Thanksgiving off, so I got
baby.
You.
Baby. Come on, can you blame me? Your mom's like a nightmare.
Whoa. Honey, I'll show you a nightmare because now it's just us for Thanksgiving.